Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, let's dive right back in to another podcast. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Really bad advice. Super bad advice. I think that's probably some of the worst advice. I know I've been given that advice. You probably have too. I mean, who hasn't heard that phrase? Fake it till you make it. There's no need to do that though. I mean, whether you're a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, thought leader, information marketer, chiropractor, doctor, lawyer, mortgage. I mean, seriously, why would you want to fake anything? Boy, there's so much phoniness online, isn't there? That's why I posted. I can't remember if I mentioned this on the show earlier or not. The one right before this, I posted on my Facebook page last night. I said, hey, you know, let me just throw this out there. I believe in once you have a dream in your mind, set the intention, see what happens. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe because you put it out there, things start to conspire in your favor and, you know, people rally around. So I shared this dream that I've had. I'll get back to the fake it till you make it thing in a minute, but I just had this pop into my mind. So as per normal on this podcast, we're like a bubble on a skillet. We're over here, we're over there, we're over here, we're over there. So I posted last night about 8:30 at night, kind of chilling out after a beautiful weekend with the family. Really beautiful weather. I mean, a lot of time spent in the pool and all that good stuff with kids. And I said, hey, I got a dream. I just want to throw it out there to you guys. I've been thinking of opening up a coffee shop called the Every Day is Saturday Cafe. And you know, it's really been something I miss human interaction. I mean, I really enjoy earning a living online. I'm never going to stop podcasting and speaking and creating content. That's always coaching, consulting. I'm never going to stop doing that. But I miss, like, when I grew up in Bradford, PA, you go down to the coffee shop, you hung out, you had real conversation, or maybe you went to a bar. Oh my God, I went to a bar. Hang out, have conversation just with real people. You know what's funny? People are a lot nicer in person than they are on the internet. Don't you find, like, on the internet, you can hide behind your keyboard. We call them the keyboard cowboys around here. And you can say anything you want because you don't have to own up to it. Half the avatars and backgrounds and bios are fake. So it's like, who are you arguing with? Just some little avatar picture of somebody, you know? And so I miss that human interaction where people can come into the Every Day is Saturday Cafe, grab a cup of coffee, and have a conversation, you know, have breakfast, and I'd be right there serving it up. I really, really enjoy that vision. Problem is, I don't know anything about starting anything like that. I have zero knowledge when it comes to starting up a restaurant. Funding and location seem to be the two biggest hurdles for me as far as getting the money to come up with buying a restaurant or, you know, doing whatever you got to do with that. And finding a location for one. Do you buy existing? Do you build out your own? No idea. So anyway, I was just throwing it out there as a dream last night. I said, hey, this may never turn into anything, but it doesn't hurt to tell other people your dreams. That's all. Now that's, you know, that's not fake. I really would love to open up the Everyday Saturday Cafe. I really would love to have human interaction. Hey, the invite's always out there for you as well to stop by. Second cup of coffee's on me. And let's chat. Right. So, and also somebody else, first of all, it's been like over 100 people have liked and commented on all this stuff. I'm not going after the likes. I realize I just did a podcast, but so many people were engaged in the thread right away that it was pretty awesome. Yeah. I think when you're just real like that and you just have a conversation, and I put it in a very conversational tone, like I would just be talking on this show. And a lot of people latched on, were giving advice and, you know, how to do it. And they say, I miss that human interaction too. Like everybody said, boy, you hit something right. Something hit home here, Sam. I miss, and everybody misses that human interaction, having a conversation with somebody and just doing life. You know what I mean? I mean, it's stuff on the internet can get just, oh my God, you got to take a break, take a sabbatical from it all. So that was my dream that I posted out on Facebook last night. And a lot of people have commented, sent me messages trying to help. Hey, this is what you're looking for. And I actually found, I did a search on Google this morning, Cincinnati businesses for sale, found an existing family restaurant that was for sale. It's a couple hundred grand. And I just put the financials out there on my Facebook page. Said, hey, guys, have a ball. Anybody that knows anything about this stuff, comment away. And a bunch of people, again, they're like, hey, ask this, cash flow this, the owner's been in business, why is he selling, sales are declining. Just real. I got the best social media following. I promise you, nobody's got a better social media following than I do. Just the quality of people. And you're part of it. Like, this podcast is considered social media. You're part of it, you know? And so I guess what I'm saying in all this stuff is share your heart, you know? Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Don't fake it till you make it. If your goal is to help people get from point A to point B, let them know what you're really good at. I wouldn't necessarily, look, you can tell them what your limitations are. That's fine. But rather than saying, hey, I can't help you with this. I can't do that. I'm not really good at this. Be honest, but don't highlight the negative stuff. Highlight the good stuff. Say, hey, this is what I'm really good at. And they'll catch on real quick that, well, what about that? I'd like to stay in this area right here. This is what I'm really good at. Me, Sam Crowley, I'm really good at drawing out a message from an individual, just speaking with them about their experience in life. And then with that message, you know what I'm really good at? Finding ways to earn income, sharing that message, and making that story the epicenter of their movement. That's what I'm really good at. So, by the way, if you'd like to talk about that, go to Launch with Sam. Let's do it. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and I'll call you, okay? And we'll strategize, and it'll become really crystal clear to you how to do it. But I think this fake it till you make it stuff really can hurt a lot of people, man, because they're like, well, maybe if I can just put this out there and I can get this filter and this photo and look this age and that age and, you know, be happy. And, well, man, that's a tough thing to keep. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree? It's pretty difficult to keep that permagrin on your face. And when people meet you in person, they're not going to have a filter. So they're going to be seeing you. I mean, I don't know, man. I think that's some of the worst advice I've ever been given. And I've been given that advice on a lot of occasions, whether it's building a business, whether it is in sales. And I think what people meant to say is, you know, don't let them see a sweat, you know? Don't let how you're feeling on the inside come through on the outside, meaning nervous, anxious, whether you're in sales or you're looking to speak on stage. I get that part, but that's not fake it till you make it. That's not what that is. That's just keeping whatever that anxiety and nervousness tempered. You know, just keep it on simmer. Don't let it boil, you know. Just keep it on simmer. We all know it's there. I always have that when I speak or when I do something for the first time. Even when I speaking for 100 years now, but even when I get introduced, I get all nervous. And it's more of an anxious, just let's get going, man. Let's get it out there. Get going. But I always keep that stuff simmered below the surface. I don't let it boil over. And I think that's what people... I want to give people the benefit of the doubt that when they say fake it till you make it, they mean keep the nervous, the anxiety, all that stuff, that inexperience, that self-doubt, that inner voice, keep that tempered. Yeah, just keep that down and let let all of that good stuff overflow and come out in front of the customer and the audience and all that. So I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, and that's what they mean by that. But just like me sharing that on Facebook last night, you know, people are like, what's the dude? Does he have a midlife crisis? Going to own a restaurant? No, not at all. Somebody had a really good idea, and that was to, when I open up the Everyday Saturday Cafe, use it also for entrepreneurial training, you know, host seminars right there in the restaurant. Wouldn't that be cool? Dual purpose too? I'd love that. Actually, I really like that idea, to have a building under one roof where I could actually host events and have people come in for coffee with Sam, training, you know, speaking, things like that. So anyway, that's what's on my heart right now. And I think when you hear this podcast, you're going to be like, oh, damn, that sounds really simple. Huh. I wonder why I make things so complicated. I really should just take what I'm really good at, which you are really good at something, figure out a way to make some money with it and be authentic with it. And don't try to pretend like I've got all the answers, because I know I don't. And here's the worst part too. They know you don't. You know, when you put yourself out there as somebody, and you know who we're talking, we all know the same people, right, on the internet that we follow and we see their ads and everything like that. When they pretend like they have all the answers, we laugh. So don't be that person, because you don't need to be that person. You don't need to fake it till you make it. You don't need to pretend to be somebody that you're not. You don't need to pretend like you got all the answers. People respect you and they resonate more with you if you don't have all the answers. They'll get the answers if you can't provide the ones that they need. You provide you, and that's enough. That's enough to launch a movement, man. That's enough to get paid. That's enough to feed your family. It's enough to pay the bills. And, man, it's enough to lead a life of significance, too. I'll tell you that much. So, anyway, none of that bigotry and making stuff. Just be you. Who else is more qualified, right? And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.